Been said you don't know what you have till it's gone.
In here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning. Okay, we are off to a great start, aren't we? We are going to have fun. I guess, Jacob, have you been dancing your little butt away or what? What's going on? Are you tired? Wake up, baby. All right. Well, you have just tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I welcome you every morning from 8 to 9 and then again from 3 to 4 in the afternoon if you miss any part of our great show. I've got a full house in here, and I've got my friend Prudence.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm awake.
Good. And you look awesome. Your color looks good.
Thank
you look
you,
good.
Kim.
I wonder who did it.
Oh, I think that would be you.
Okay. Well, you know, you have good product. It's easy to do good hair. Yep. So, yeah. And we've got Cheryl Lewis from the Academy, Lewis Academy in Moore Park.
Good morning to you.
And you brought your whole family, right?
We brought the gang out here. We have Jason and Jamie.
Well, welcome, guys.
Hello, hello.
Okay.
Morning.
Are you guys morning guys?
I am.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I could really figure out who is who. So anyways.
One had coffee, one didn't.
I know. Isn't that funny how you can tell? But you know what? This looks like it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited to hear the things that you guys brought today. You guys are just like a passionate family. And talk to us a little bit about your mom and how you guys, you know, wanted to become part of that whole team.
Jamie.
Well,
Jamie, I guess so. Jamie's the morning guy, right?
Well, you know, okay. You can
Jamie's
start with your mom is
guy.
Awesome. Is like, your mom
you,
awesome?
Yeah, no, she's all right.
Hey, they're like, she's twisting them in here, you know? It's
yeah.
Like,
no, I guess, yeah, my mother taught us how to play when we were really young. So it's just kind of the only
thing.
Did
she bribe you?
Yes, she did, actually. That's how we got our allowance. I'm 24 years old. I don't make my own bed, and I barely get my laundry done.
Oh, but you play really
good music, every day,
but
right?
I practice every day. Yeah, definitely.
I love
you
it.
Hey, it was Spider-Man cards. I remember they would go practice, and they would come. They sold Spider-Man cards by the box. We would buy a box, and I would tell them, go practice. They'd do it. They'd open it up, and they would missing one card, and they'd come running back. Mom, can I practice again? I need to get another card. And they'd practice, and you'd give them another set
you
of cards.
You guys were easily motivated, huh?
Easily.
Yeah, pretty simple. Thanks for telling that one, Mom.
Yeah, I know.
I wish my mom would have done that because I grew up playing the cello, and it was almost torturous sometimes. And there was no carrot at the end of that practice. Mom, if you're listening, next time, carrots. Give us something.
You know, Prudence,
not Spider-Man cards,
I knew you would
something.
Be playing the cello. You know what's funny? It's like everybody's personality, you know? I don't know. That's cool. That's really cool.
Well, for me, I thought, well, the violin's kind of small, and everyone plays the violin, and the viola's very close to the violin, but the bass is way too big, so why not the cello?
I love
it. There you
Do
go.
Do you still play?
Oh, it's been a long time.
You didn't bring it today?
No, I forgot it today.
Didn't know we were jamming today,
no.
Huh?
I know. So tell us a little bit about your studio and how much fun you guys have there.
We love it. We wake up every morning. I wake up. I'm usually there earliest. I get there at about 7 o'clock. And these guys roll in around 11:30 or 12 or so. And we sit there and we play together and we have fun and we teach until about 8:30, 9 o'clock every night. And when we're not teaching at the studio, they're off performing. In fact, you guys are playing at the State Ventura State Fair.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you are.
Nice.
Very cool.
A few shows coming up this weekend, Friday at 8 o'clock and 9:30. We're
oh,
playing,
really?
I think, just before and after Pat Benatar. Over at the really? Ventura Theater, yeah.
Oh, my God, nice. I'm going to come
Ventura
check
County
it out.
Ventura County Fair, not Ventura Theater.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Ventura. Okay, this one had coffee, this one didn't.
Yeah, I'm
oh, my God, we're going to get you some coffee. Can somebody bring coffee in here, you know?
We'll,
hey, if
we'll
anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I thank you for listening. And we've got a great show. We've got Cheryl Lewis from the Lewis Music Academy right here in Moore Park. A great family. Not only family, because you guys don't just do little kids, you do all the
we
way up,
we do
right?
them all. We start at 3, and I have a student that is in her 80s.
Oh,
so
I like
we
that.
Run the full gamut. A ton of high schoolers, a ton of, I mean, there's 500 kids at our studio, so we are
500
kids. 500 kids, yeah.
That every is
week.
Amazing.
That's a lot of kids every week.
But, and you know, look awesome. You know what?
Well, we enjoy
this,
it.
I know, Cheryl. That's what I love about you. I mean, really, you kind of have that same energy that I do. That, you know, it's funny. I was just saying to my husband, I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, honey, are you kidding? There's no money that could be paid for what you're, you know, the love what you do.
Yeah.
I do. I love getting up every morning. And when you're doing your passion, there's just there's nothing better than that.
And I love people who are living the example of it. Because I think so many people think, I can't live my passion. And make a living out of it. And you guys are a perfect example of doing just that.
Right. You know, well, that was one of the goals. You know, you talk about when I was a young mother. One time I was a young mother. And what
you
I
look
wanted,
young to me, baby.
Thank you. So you can. Well, one of the things I wanted was my sons to be able to grow up and do what they love to do and have the same opportunity that I did. You know, I mean, I was able to go to college, get my degrees in music, and I loved that. I just thought it was the coolest thing. And then having my kids being able to work at home and to build something that, you know, you can pass along. And you're not, it's not like you go to work, you go to play. We really did. We have a great time with the kids.
And that's what I just said is, you know, you guys both came in with your guitars, you've got music. I'm like, okay, we're going to be talking about the complete homebrew beer today. So, I mean, how much fun is this? I mean, really, that's what it's all about. And even when I'm doing hair, I love it. You know, I did Dr. Bunny's hair yesterday, and she goes, oh, my God, this is your gift, huh? And I said, you know, it's the easiest thing I know how to do. And so I'm sure that's kind of the same way, right?
Oh, yeah. You just walk out, you wake up out of bed, and you're on.
And it's effortless.
Yeah.
I know when I watch Kim do stuff and doing hair, and she's just, it's almost like she's not even watching, and there it goes, and it just shows up. And when you guys are sitting and playing the music and getting to hear you before, Cheryl, it just, it's effortless, and that's beautiful.
Well, we would do it even if we weren't paid.
And that's God's gift. When you say you would do something no matter what, and it's funny because I said to my husband, I'm like, okay, one of these days, you know, I'm really going to be like over the top. And he goes, honey, you are already. You know? I think he was trying to say about my radio show, but you know, but that's how I really feel. You know, if it's worth in your body and your mind and your soul, and it's helping you every day to wake up, that's your gift right there. So,
absolutely.
All right. Do we have our first caller? Yes, we do. All right. So, anyways, when we come back, we're going to be talking about all the great stuff that you guys do there. And you guys have a couple surprises for
me.
We
have a few surprises for you, Kim.
I know. I'm really excited. So what we're going to do is really quick. We're going to take a really quick break from my sponsors, and because it wouldn't be possible for me to be here without all of them. And I thank all of you. And in fact, you know, Cheryl is one of my sponsors, and I appreciate that. And hers is the Lewis Music Academy right in Moore Park, a family-owned business. You know, I'm telling you, it's like something I kind of missed out on, knowing how to play an instrument or just singing, or, you know, but I've given that to all my children because we always want to do better for our kids, right?
Absolutely.
But you know what? I'm telling you, it's never too late, and this is the warmest family I've ever met, and, you know, it's all about music. So definitely go. What's your number there so that they can...
553-0996, and the best way to reach us is go to our website, lewismusicacademy.com. You can read all about the family, you can read about all the classes, and you can sign up right online.
And there's not, you're not, never too old or never too young.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Join us. Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got a full show for you today. We've got George Hummel on, and he's going to be talking about the complete homebrew beer and 200 easy recipes from ales to lagers to extreme beers and international favorites. And then in our studio, we've got Cheryl and her boys, Jason and Jamie, and we're going to be talking to them of Lewis Music Academy. They've got some songs that they actually surprised me with. So I can't wait to hear that. So, and also, I do want to give out our phone number here. If you're out of the area code, 805-639-0008, give us a call. Or if you're in right around here, if you're driving, you know, pull over. But give us a call at 639-0008. We're also on Facebook. You can Facebook us. Jacob's got Facebook open. And give us a question if you are at home. Or Twitter us on Facebook is the Kim Pagano Show, and my Twitter is Kim Pagano Show. So we're all over the world. We're there. You can get in touch with us.
We are all over the world. I have a cousin who's tuned in from Canada.
That's
so
right.
So we are all over
I know,
the
and
world.
I've got people from Italy listening. So it's crazy. You know, you meet people from all over the world, and they just go, I love what you're doing, you know. So
keep it going.
All right. George, are you there? George?
Yes, yes.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, just getting back to Earth here in sunny Philadelphia.
Oh, see, we got somebody from Philadelphia there. All right. So you probably got all your listeners over there then, too, right?
I reckon.
So tell us a little bit about your complete homebrew beer.
Well, I'm really excited to finally to get a book of this nature out into the to the world of books on the subject. I mean, there are a lot of books out there that are really geared towards the beer geeks and people that want totally technical brewing guides. And what I really wanted to do was create a more user-friendly book. It would be more like the foodie's guide to making beer at home.
I love that. Now, okay, so you've got like 200 easy recipes. What is your favorite beer?
Free.
I like that.
Right answer.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Now, how hard is it to make beer, and how long does it take?
Well, I'd say anyone who's got the basic skills that are required to make soup from scratch. Mm. Pretty much make a batch of beer in their kitchen.
I love it. And
typically an ale would be ready to drink, you know, in a 3 to 4 week turnaround time. Obviously, stronger beers, lager beers that ferment cold would take a bit longer. But, you know, especially with our beginner recipes, basically 3-4 weeks down the road, you're drinking fresh beer, and there's only really 2 or 3 times where you do something other than wait for your beer to ferment and condition.
So how would, so you said your beginner recipes, how would you even begin that? I have no concept. I've made homemade wine before, but no concept of homemade beer. Where do you begin?
Well, believe it or not, if you've made homemade wine, you already know how to ferment something.
Ah.
So really the only new trick you'd have to learn is the part where you would cook up a batch of wort, which is what we would call, you know, as a winemaker, you would call unfermented wine must. Well, wort is what we would call unfermented beer. And, I mean, especially as a beginner, these are made from malt extracts, which are akin to opening a can of soup stock versus taking a chicken and rendering it down in a kettle. So, I mean, it's literally right up there with cooking soup.
So how do you even begin to know the ingredients? Well, you read
your
book, right?
Well, we sell you a book. Oddly enough, we understand that new people... That's, in fact, one of the things that we've discovered is that new brewers, often the hardest thing for them is learning to express what it is they're looking for in a beer. And, you know, to that end, I have a section in the book on being a beer spy. You know, go to the websites or read the packaging of your favorite commercially made beers.
Look
at them for beers that you don't like.
Jason,
because these can help you make recipe decisions of the kind of ingredients that goes into your own beer.
Yeah, Jason and Jamie, what kind of beer do you like, dark or light?
All.
All.
Yeah. I'm a fan of a lot of craft brews, but Newcastle's probably my favorite.
Oh, Newcastle. My husband likes that. Yeah. Yeah. So how do we make Newcastle?
Actually, there is a brown ale, English brown ale recipe in the book.
Nice. And I like the lighter ones.
I've actually made my
light lagers as well as light ales.
I've actually made my own brown ale before.
Yeah, how'd it come out for you?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It turned out pretty good.
How long did it take?
Geez, I want to say it was maybe almost like 20 to 30 days. Does that sound about right?
Right in that 3 to 4 weeks presented. I'd say so.
So, George, walk us through a simple method of making beer.
Sure. And especially in our first 10 recipes, which are straight up extracts, which really minimize the procedure, you basically bring some water to a boil on the stove. Into it, you dissolve malt extracts that will be appropriate to the kind of beer that you're using. Obviously, we'll tell you different ones with different recipes. At that time, you'll also add some hops, which are a bitter herb that are used in the brewing process. It sort of gives the beer its balance. They offset the sweetness of that malt. And you basically take that mixture and boil it for an hour. You may add hops at the end of the boil for aroma and also add more hops possibly for aroma during fermentation again. That would depend on the type of beer you're doing. And once you do that, you put it into a fermenting bucket and cool it down and top it off to 5 gallons with some cold water and pitch in your yeast and walk away and call it a day.
Wow. And now, have you been doing this for a long time?
I started doing my brewing, I'm going to date myself, I guess, in the early 1980s.
Wow, okay.
And got into the brewing supply business about 86, the shop opened, and been, you know, going at it to this day. It's sort of a hobby that got out of hand for me.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just listening or just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. I've got a full studio. I've got Cheryl from Lewis Music Academy and her boys, Jason and Jamie, and we're talking to George Hummel right now. I've got Prudence here, too, and we've got the Complete Homebrew Beer book, and we've got Jacob on the line. So if we have any questions out there, give us a call at 805-639-0008 if you want to know, you know, hey, my beer didn't come out exactly the way I wanted it, you know. Give us a call. We've got George here.
I have
I get to do this on your show now besides answering my store phone.
There you go. Fun. See?
I have a friend who does homebrew, and I always hear him talk about, oh, we're going to do a winter this and seasonals and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, seasonal beers are really, to me, it's you know, that's part of why I always hedge on saying what my favorite beer is because, you know, to a certain extent, did I just come in from mowing the grass, or did I just come in from shoveling snow off the lawn? You know, I'm going to want a different beverage for those different moods. And a lot of it also is food-driven as to, you know, what goes well with food.
So what changes it to make it more of a seasonal? Is it the amount of hops or the length of time it ferments? Or what are kind of the keys?
All these variables come to play. I mean, you know, sometimes more hops are used, sometimes more malts are used to increase the alcohol for cold weather beers. A lot of times more heavily roasted malts are used in those winter beers to bring, you know, darker, more seasonal flavors. You know, you want something that's a little more brooding in the winter.
Now, you know, I see that you have a lot of gluten-free beers. I didn't realize that they made gluten-free beers.
It was something that was specifically requested of me by the publisher that I should include, and I was kind of eager to do it because there's not a lot out there.
No, that's really cool.
You'll find a magazine article and they throw you one, so I figured the least we could do is give a handful.
And so what is that's missing in all those to make them gluten-free?
Well, we use sorghum as a base instead of malt extract.
Sorghum, white sorghum.
I've got to say, as a personal aside on it, I mean, these are great beers for people who have the celiac issues and can't consume beer. But they're probably not what you want to drink if you don't.
Okay, so I have a question then. Pomegranate mead.
Oh, yeah,
sparkling. I like that. What is your least calorie beer if you're going to drink, you know?
Light beer, there you go.
Yeah, but light beer. But what is the ingredient?
You just have to go with lower alcohol beers. There's a perception that light color does it, but actually, if you look in the book, there's a section of English mild ales, which are very low alcohol, easy drinking beers, and they range from golden to brown in color. And because they're low in alcohol, they're actually also then very low in calories. My suggestion, what I personally do, is I go to the bar and order whatever it is I want to drink, and then I order a pint of seltzer, and I drink my club soda, and then I have another beer.
Okay. I think we have a question.
Just make every other one a water and you're fine.
There you go. And you say it's the water of life, right?
It is, in fact.
I love that. We have a question from Facebook, is it?
Hi, George. How are you? This is Jacob. And I have a question from one of our listeners from Facebook.
Sure.
And their question is, what is the temperature when brewing the homemade beer? And then what are some of the most common mistakes that people make when...
Well, I would say...
Great question, yeah.
For ales is going to vary between typically the upper 50s to the mid 70s, with the exception that some Belgian ales will actually ferment at higher temperatures, up to about 95 degrees. There are few absolutes in brewing. On the lager range of beers, they typically ferment at temperatures between 35 and 50 degrees. Which either usually requires seasonal brewing, they were seasonal beers before the invention of refrigeration, or obviously using refrigeration in order to ferment at those temperatures. Common mistake for new brewers is not paying attention to sanitation. And, I mean, we can discuss what kind of beer we like till the cows come home, and if you like what you like, that's good, and if you don't like what you don't like, that's good, too. But I think if we put a beer with a bacterial infection on the table, everyone would agree that's good.
That's nice.
That being said, no known pathogens grow in beer. You're not going to get sick. You're not going to die. You're just going to make beer that tastes like vinegar.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you. I hope that answered their question. Where do we find your book?
My book is available from Robert Rose Publishing, which is a fine Canadian publishing company. I'm sure it's hopefully in bookstores everywhere near you. Certainly, you can get it from Amazon as a major internet source. And if you go to my website, homesweethomebrew.com, we can arrange to have them defaced by the author.
Okay, perfect. Well, I look forward to, you know, it's funny, we were just at a food and wine festival, and it's interesting, there's so many wineries, but now there's starting to be so many breweries. And I really love, you know, you can only drink so much wine when it's hot out.
You know, the brewers of the more bland commercial swill have really tried to convince us that there's only one kind of beer. And the reality is there are, as you can see from my over 200 recipes, a lot of things you can do, a lot of exciting things. And a lot of beers, you know, the English have a wonderful term where they speak of certain beers, like those mild ales I was talking of as session beers. I mean, there are some beers that I'd love to sit down with a six-pack and a friend and watch the ball game and, you know, have a few of them. And then there's certain beers that, you know, this is a beer you have at the end of a night.
Ooh, I like that.
You curl up by the fireplace, and it takes 45 minutes to drink it. I mean, it's just all very subjective.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a cousin who's he's got a local brewery here in Camarillo. His company's called Ale Hole, and he's trying to get that project lifted off the ground. Do you have any recommendations? I mean, besides on, you know, recipes on stuff, on how to get your stuff out there, how to get distributed, and how to...
Well, commercially, you know, I'm not real familiar with what laws are north of the border up there, but certainly as a commercial entity, probably the first thing you should do is meet with all your local citizens groups, any community groups, what have you, and let them know what you plan on doing.
Because and definitely give all the radio shows, tastings, you know,
live music.
There you go. It's all good. So.
But what I've seen over the years from many, many breweries that I've seen start up is you should start with those community groups because you're going to end up there. And a lot of times they have a much different attitude about your project if they've, so to speak, caught wind of it.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, some guy's going to open a brewery, you know.
So, sure, right.
And I love that there are, actually it seems like there are a few more opening out in this area. I have a sister up in Portland, and I love going up there because they're known for their breweries and such rich beers.
I have a friend of mine here in Philadelphia, they had a commercial brewery, and they wanted to add a tasting room. So the first thing they did is they met with the community association.
I love that. Nice.
Because they said, look, we're going to go to the LCB with this, but if you're against it, it doesn't do us any good.
There you go.
So, here's what we want to do. Is this okay? And they go, yeah, it's okay. So then they file the paperwork.
That's right.
It goes a lot smoother.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, George, for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show.
It's a pleasure. Again, homesweethomebrew.com on my end, not to be a shameless...
No, I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me this morning.
You got it. You have a really great day.
All right, cheers.
All right, thank you. All right, so we are the Kim Pagano Show. Got a great show for you. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Cheryl Lewis and Jason and Jamie from the Lewis Music Academy right here in Moore Park. And we'll be right back. I'm Kim.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Talking out, won't you tell it to make him? I'm the Kim
just heard Jason and Jamie live on the Kim Picado Show. How awesome was that?
You guys are awesome. And that was so cool. Kim, I love that.
There's a story that goes along with this. I'm just a storyteller.
And I love stories, and I love journeys.
Okay, this was last night about 6 o'clock yesterday. I went to the kids, and I said, you know what, guys? We have our show tomorrow morning. I'm going to be on there. Kim's been asking for you to be on there. Can you make it? And every time prior to this, they've been busy. They've been gigging or, you know, whatever.
And out of town.
And so out of town. So what they said is at 6 o'clock last night, okay, Mom, we'll do this. Jason got done at 7:30. Jamie got done at 8. I was done at 8:30. We met at their house, and by 9 o'clock, we started that track. And by 11 o'clock, I went home. I finished my vocal tracks. I left. I went at home. They stayed, put, you know, the finishing touches on it. But it literally was at the last minute last night.
I love last minute things.
That's what we do at our studio. It was awesome. I drove out to Fillmore. We all met there at the recording studio, and we just laid it down.
So is that where your recording studio is out?
That is, well, Jamie has one there. And then we do a lot of
I own and operate a recording studio out of my house.
Oh, I love it. And so now, are people able to work with you there too?
Yeah, I'm working with an artist right now. I'm producing an artist named Erica Dean. I've done some a lot of stuff. Friends of mine, a band Reckless Highway, a country band, they've tracked at my studio. A friend of mine, Skip James, in the space station. A few different people have come through. Usually friends, but sometimes referrals. And
We got it. You're going to be live, baby. So we're going to get you some referrals right here. And sure. I do want to give out our phone number here. And what an awesome! That was so cool. I can't wait to hear that again at 3 o'clock.
I keep wanting to hear more music. I'm like, wait, don't stop playing.
I know. And you guys are going to be at Ventura Fair. How cool is that?
Yep. Friday and Saturday night.
Friday and Saturday. All right. So. Give us a call here, 805-639-0008. If you have any questions, maybe that's like one of your passions and you want to learn a little more. You know, you can just tell that's like in your bones, you know? I mean, you can just tell. So, and now, are you truly living your passion too?
Absolutely. That's what we do full time.
Isn't that cool? How much better is that?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know.
You wake up, you teach, you practice. Any time that you have, like at the studio, if there's a couple of hours, you'll hear this one, practicing in his room, Jamie's practicing. You have 3 or 4 different songs going on at the same time. But every spare minute, if we're not teaching, we're writing or we're recording or we're practicing.
Now, for you guys, when did you decide, because you grew up with music, but when did you decide for yourself that it was what you wanted to do?
For me, it was in college. We missed out earlier. The first way that I actually played piano, I was about 2 or 3 years old, and my mom put candy and money on top of the keys.
And my rattle.
So for me,
he didn't want to talk about the rattle, okay, Mom?
Apparently not the rattle. But I've always played music, and it wasn't until I was in college that I was majoring in music that, I really had a full passion and calling, and I knew that I was going to do that for a living.
Now, did you do anything else and then come back to it, or is this just something you followed all the way through?
I have always played music. In high school, I was actually a skateboarder. I was going to be a professional sponsored skateboarder. And
my youngest son wants to be a professional, but he plays drums really, really good. Yeah. And so, how many people really end up, although it's really a big thing now, skateboarding,
Yeah.
But so you're kind of, those are two huge passions.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you don't find me in the studio practicing or at a studio laying down tracks for someone or at a live show, I'm usually over at Moorpark Skate Park, skateboarding with the kiddies over there.
So. With your students, taking your students for skateboarding trips.
Oh, my God, I'm bringing my son over with you. He would love that. So how do you keep your children involved? Because, a lot of people think that...
Pay them. Their monthly, their weekly allowance was based on how much you practice. Jamie said something really interesting, and this is so true. He said, I don't make my own bed, and I don't clean up after myself, but I practice every day. Their allowance was based on how much they practice. So you earned so much allowance for playing piano. Now, when they popped up and said, I know how to do Mozart now, I'm gonna switch and play guitar, I said, okay, add guitar. Here's your allowance for piano. This is your new allowance for guitar. So they played and practiced two instruments. When they wanted to add drums, here's your allowance for piano. Here's your allowance for guitar. Here's your allowance for drums. And it kept them playing all instruments.
But what happens if they're not very good at it?
Pay them more.
But here I have like that, you know, the question, because I'm such a clean freak. Do they make their beds now still, though?
You know, I don't know. They don't live at home. They have their own home.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Really? And so one does, one doesn't, you know? Yeah.
I haven't been home enough to make my bed, so it works out that way.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Uh-oh. He was out on tour this summer.
Oh, so. There you go. So, but okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Mozart effect. Do you think that makes kids smarter?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are so many tests that have been done. You know, when I was a music teacher in this school, I always made it a point to, on one of our bulletin boards, I always had all this information about how music is great for kids, and I would always share it with my classroom. One of the things, in young children, it just helps them get more brain activity. They are so much smarter when you start them younger. If I look at an average 3-year-old coming in, and just even on the first day, their first lesson, when you hand them a pencil, one of the things we do is we color with them, with the younger ones. And so they'll be coloring, and they're like scribbling outside of the lanes. And by week 5, these kids are staying inside of the line. So just your hand dexterity.
Really?
You know, I mean...
And be able to read music and everything, that helps in your math. And
absolutely.
Right?
When the, kids who study music just have higher math scores. They did all these tests back in college, and they had just with lab mice, okay? And they took these 3 lab mice, and they had a control group, and everybody ran this maze. And then they subjected the mice to 1 month of Mozart. And then another group did a month of really raunchy music, okay, just loud and no pattern to it. And at the end of the experiment, the control group got a little bit better. The Mozart mice were like they cut their time in half. And the rats that were listening to the mumble jumbo, they never did get out of the, you know, they never did finish the maze.
You know, I have a friend actually down in Redondo who works with a group, and they have, I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's like the listening program. And they work with kids with ADD and adults too, and with autism and all sorts of challenges. And using music, using classical music, depending on what the need is, they'll use different types of and variations of tones of music, and having amazing effects. It's also interesting to see, my sister works for a classical music radio station.
Uh-huh.
And when she was pregnant, of course, she was surrounded all the time by this beautiful classical music.
Don't tell me her baby came out playing.
No, well, no, she came out playing. She's almost a year old. But it is amazing to watch how alert and the things that she's picking up on. And I believe that there is going to be a long-term effect. It's really interesting to see her kind of jumping through milestones really pretty quickly. She's very, very sharp little girl. So it'll be interesting to just kind of watch. But I know it's had to have some type of effect.
Absolutely. When I was pregnant with these two, I was working on a master's degree in music, and I would take the headphones at night, and I would put them on my belly, and they would listen to Mozart, they would listen to Beethoven and Haydn and Bach. And during delivery, we had a special, you know, CD, well, back then tape, made up that I listened to. And when they were younger, when they were, you know, after they were born, I put them in the little bassinet underneath the grand piano as I practiced. Now, when you were watching them play, the words were, oh my gosh, that is just natural. Look
at
you.
It is natural.
From the time they were in my womb, they were listening to music. I think it made a huge difference. There's, you know, perfect pitch is involved. I don't have perfect pitch. These guys do. I worked, you know, studied so hard. And for them, what took me hours and hours of practice,
you gave them their gift. And I love that.
I think God gave them their gift, but our family was there to help nurture it.
Absolutely.
And I think, I know without a shadow of a doubt, the earlier you start your children in music, the better. You're never too old, but you're also never too young, which is why we start them so young. Our TOT program, I was just looking the other day through our roster of students because I'm preparing the fall schedule now.
And I want to talk to you about that.
I looked at the roster and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here are all these little, tiny little kids who are playing phenomenally. They started in our TOT program.
Wow. Well, I think the other beautiful piece about playing music, even if a child isn't very good at it, but they're practicing and working on it, is you're tying in all the different areas of learning. It's visual because you have to follow the music.
Right.
It's auditory because you're listening for tones. And it's physical. You're carrying out. It's kinesthetic. And they're moving their hands, whether on a piano or strings or whatever. So you're tying in all three systems, which is very stimulating to the brain.
Right.
And when we can do that at a younger age, it just stimulates more and more of those pathways.
And very few things will do that for you. I mean, if you're thinking about doing a math problem, you're just sitting there. You have all the time to think about it. But when you're doing music, you are in the moment. You are thinking about, what am I playing now? You're listening to this person, and you're anticipating changes. So you are thinking ahead of the game. It's great for any kids.
Now, how are all your summer programs going? What did they?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, now talk to us about that.
The summer programs, what we have, well, all year we do our Music for Tots program, and then our private lessons and group lessons, and then we also have our family packages going on. So, and it, I guess because we're a family and we love to be together, what we do is we have special packages where entire families can come in, and you know, for 6 months they might be with me on piano. And then after...
Hold on a minute. So you have the whole family.
The entire family, yeah.
And so say there's three kids, just hypothetically, okay. Right? And a mom and a dad. So
all of them.
And so, one kid wants to play the guitar and one wants to play the piano. How does that work?
Well, in that case, what you would do is you would take... We have a family doing that right now. And they just finished with me a couple months ago on a series on piano. And what Beatle tunes did we do, Jamie? We did, I think, Here Come a Flat Top, He Come Groovin' Up. So I taught them the piano part to that. Now they're grooving on the piano. We have a drum machine set up to all the keyboards, and they're playing the chords. 2 months later, I send them to Jamie, and the family is learning the drum part. Okay, so now everybody's, Jamie's in there.
So you actually get to know each one of the instruments.
Oh, absolutely. And last week, they were with Jason learning the guitar part. Now, about 2 more months from now, we're going to take them into the rock band room, which is the program that we have for the fall. And then they already know how to play all of the instruments. So one will play the guitar, one will play the drums, one will play the keyboards. They'll all sing.
Kind of like a little Partridge family.
Exactly.
I love it.
Or a little Lewis family.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's what we do.
I love it.
Good plug, Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. There you go.
Yeah, really, really. So, you know, and in that case, what you're doing is also you're being exposed to all the different instruments, and the price is so, so reasonable because you're paying for one private lesson. That's
really?
It. Where typically you would have to have, you know, I mean, $400 a month for that many different instruments, and with us, it'll just be $135. All family members, one lesson, one instructor.
What an incredible family thing to do.
What a neat idea, too. I mean, talk about
keeping
something
the family
that you don't think
together,
of all the
time. Too.
Well, and I would never have thought of going and doing it as a family and the music.
Oh,
that's
it is so
much fun.
So much fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, so give out your number and give out your location so people know where you guys are at.
Okay, we are in Moore Park on Moore Park Avenue, 216 Moore Park Avenue, and we're located actually inside of Community Christian Church. Our phone number is area code 805-553-0996. And our website is lewismusicacademy.com.
And you guys have been growing like crazy.
Oh, we just added 1,000 square feet
it's
to the studio.
It's beautiful in there.
Yeah. You know, in a time where so many music studios have shut down, our studio is increasing and just growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, what I love is it sounds like you're very creative with it as well. It's not just people coming in and taking lessons, but there's so much more.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I got to tell this story yesterday with Jason. Okay, I got a few stories for you. And I'm sorry, sons are just going, no. Okay, so here's a story. Yesterday, a little boy who shall remain unnamed was outside, and he was just so upset, didn't want to come in for his lesson because he was wearing his karate uniform, and he didn't have time to change. And so his mom is in. Now, we have the other family members in, and they're already taking lessons, and they're actually you know, just a fantastically talented family. And so we have a, you know, special arrangement. We're all working with all of the kids at different times. And so the little boy is outside and he's not going to come in. And mom comes in and she says, you know, I don't know what to do. He's embarrassed. He's afraid the kids will laugh at him. Jason takes a guitar strap and he wraps it around his head and he says, I'm a ninja. And he went out and he brought a guitar strap for the little boy, wrapped it around their head. And they came in and did their lesson. They were so stoked. I mean, that's creativity right now, and they are ninja warriors coming through the studio. And
we were actually the Cobra Kai band.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Karate Kid.
Get it right, Mom.
But that's okay. But you know what? I mean,
it was the idea.
Yeah, but what's really cool is you guys kind of adapt to, you know, being a cool surf skater and, you know, doing all that. Kids really want to be there. And I think that this is so important because I'm, you know, having problems with my 15-year-old of going, well, that's all I want to do is skateboard or drums, you know. But you know, I mean, really, you need that variation to your life of everything. And so then you can never know that you didn't look back on something to try it.
Yep.
And so I love what you guys are doing. I love that you represent a family because, you know, we all know it's not perfect. And that, you know, people come in and they're trying to get their kids interested. And it's like, oh, well, Billy doesn't really want to do this. He doesn't really want to be here, you know. And,
you know, I have to be totally honest. We never have that at our studio. It really doesn't. Because just like that little boy who felt bad to come in, we totally change things around. It's, You relate to the kids. You look at the student, what's best for the student. And we have so much fun at the studio.
Now, we have a little bit left of summer, right? Uh-huh. What else do you have that people can get their
kids
in?
Well, we have one more session of Rock and Roll Summer Camp, or two more, on August 8th and August 15th. There's always lessons available.
And how long are they?
It's a week. It goes from Monday through Friday, 9 to 12.
So do they sleep there?
No, I'm kidding. They don't.
Darn, no, I'm kidding.
So
yeah.
I know. Is this a sleepover?
I know, yeah.
The Rock and Roll Summer Camp is awesome. That's, again, where the kids come in, and they're with us from Monday through Friday for 3 hours a day, and we split them up into different groups. And so you'll have a group. The last camp we had from first grade through ninth grade, ninth and tenth graders were in there. And it's just, it is so awesome to watch these older kids working with the younger ones. It was absolutely fantastic. The song was Appliances on Strike.
Okay,
you know?
That's what I was wondering. What is that?
Well, it's just the songs. When you come into rock camp, the first thing you do is you get the kids together, and I have a clipboard, and you start writing out words. And the kids are giving you ideas of all the things you want to do. And we little by little, you just start forming a song.
Wow.
With it.
So everybody goes out of there with
everybody,
a song.
Everybody has a little bit to place into the song.
So you guys brought another song today, right?
No, we have a short version of the song.
Okay. So can we play that?
That would be track number one.
So I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Lewis Academy, Music Academy from Moore Park. We've got Cheryl and Jason and Jamie, and they put together a
theme song.
I love it.
We needed to surprise you with
something. I'm so excited. I love gifts. I just do. So. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. I'm so excited.
You know, we were last night, Jamie was in there and he was, you know, doing all the stuff on the computer and the recording. I don't understand it, but I'm watching him work his magic. And so I'm sitting back there, I'm going through my emails and, you know, I'm just trying to come up with a line. And I'm about halfway through and I'm going, you know, KKZZ. And I kept KKZZ, double KZZ, double KZZ, you know, and it's just like little.
You're
by
so
little.
Good at that. Are you guys, do you see your mom's gift?
No, they don't. They don't.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, I know. Aren't they? Our kids are brutal on us, aren't they? You know, but it's funny. The last time you were on here, we had a guest and you just put together that song that was amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's just, they do the same. I mean, I have to tell you, I came in at the very last end and all I had to do was put the singing on top. They did all the work. They really are phenomenal.
You know, so let's talk about the Ventura Fair. What are you guys going to be playing there?
We're playing with a band called Reckless Highway, which is a country band that we guest in. And I'm not entirely sure. How long is the set, Jamie?
45 minutes
doing a couple of their original songs and some cover songs and stuff. So
that's totally cool. So is that your group that you have?
That's one of many. Yeah.
Oh, nice, so you got a nice lot of different groups.
Well, yeah, we play. I mean, we have a cover band that we play with called Replay. We do, you know, parties and weddings and stuff. But usually we're just kind of sidemen for different projects. I play with an artist named Ben Kolarczyk. He's a worship leader in Washington, D.C. And so we'll go around with him and do different shows. You know, we'll go to churches and do workshops with their worship teams and, you know, do a lot of different places. I actually just got off the road with him for the past couple of weeks. And so, yeah, usually anything that comes our way, we'll try to pick it up. And so this is a project that a friend of ours started maybe about a year ago.
And you said you guys have some original songs and pieces and such. Is there a way to listen to those and hear those?
I have a jazz record on iTunes. If you look, just search Jamie Lewis, J-A-Y-M-E. Yeah, so, I mean, I've got something on iTunes, and Jason's got stuff that he's done, too.
That's so great. So what are your hopes and dreams? I mean, you guys kind of, you have the school, right, the academy, and then you guys also have some other things, too. So I think, did I hear you play at your uncle's birthday party or something? Was that you guys?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, God, that is so cool to live in a family that, you know, just makes music.
Yeah.
Our hopes and dreams currently are living the dream, and that is what we're doing. We're doing music full time and making a living at it. And
he just woke up.
I just woke up. The coffee just kicked in.
I could tell. I love it.
Well,
That's really cool. So do you want to give out how people, because if somebody had a wedding or a different, you know, anything that they want.
Replay.
So, yeah, how do they get in touch with you guys?
They could go to our website is replaythehits.com, R-E-P-L-A-Y. And there's a contact email there. I think it's booking@replaythehits.com.
Wow, that's great.
Or they can just go to the our website also and just under the comments just ask.
You mean you have your sons on your website?
Yeah, they yeah.
Oh my God, how perfect, right?
Jamie designed the website.
Okay,
yeah.
That's totally cool.
I think I remember last time too, you Cheryl, you had said that you also give singing lessons?
Do
you
do absolutely voice lessons? Yeah, we do voice lessons, bass, guitar, drums, voice. We just added cello, strings, violin, viola. And woodwinds, we have woodwinds coming on now.
Clarinet,
with the flute,
sax,
clarinet, sax, yeah.
Wow, do you play all of those?
The ones that we don't play, we have awesome teachers. And you know, the cool thing, I was just on the way here, I was thinking, in order to be a teacher at our studio, you have to know each and every one of us. The people coming on are friends and colleagues of all of us. And so they are fantastic teachers. We have Voice McGinley on drums. We have Clarissa Gibson on strings. And we have Sean Massey on woodwinds. And they also play, you know, keyboards, bass, guitar, drums. So another really unique thing about our studio is that we play all instruments. And so we tag team and, you know, we sub for each other. And if it's best for somebody to take a voice lesson with Jason that day, I take his student, he takes mine. And we share. And these people, the other three instructors that are on with us, they're like brothers and sisters to them. So it's kind of like I'm mom figure.
I know. You love being mom.
I do. I know. CEO and mom all in one.
I love it. I love it. So is there any last minute thing that we want to tell all of our listeners?
Yeah, you know what? I would love to let everybody know about a class. We have two new classes that will be starting in September. First of all, we're doing the fall schedule now. So if you're interested, sign up now. There's hundreds and hundreds of kids that take lessons with us. We have our rock band program that's going to start September 12th. And that's where we take kids. You come in, you sign up, you'll be with Jason or Jamie, and we'll put you with a keyboard player, a guitar player, a drummer, a singer, a bass player. You form your own band. We do rock concerts at the studio. And we also have a worship workshop class that we do. And that one's really unique. There's no fee for that. That's a donation to World Vision. And last year when we did it, it was so awesome. We had the kids do their donations. Our studio matched the donations. And then at the end of the class, we did a worship concert. And then we bought 5 goats and 15 chickens for families in Africa through World Vision.
That's
I had to tell you
very
how
cool.
Awesome to be able to give back. And, you know, we're all worship leaders at our various churches. Jason and Jamie are at Discovery. I'm a Community Christian. And so we really think it's important to get kids involved in their churches and involved on the, you know, on the music teams.
Exactly.
You know, and so our class is totally donation.
You know, I also want to mention, if anybody out there, you know, my kids go to Somas Academy and they're homeschooled, but a lot of the schools have like that where you have to have music, you know,
right.
Or if that's your passion, why not go and take a class, and that counts as credits.
Yeah, we have a ton of homeschooled kids that we do, and so our mornings are filled. In fact, I'd love to work with
Somas.
We need to hook up on that.
I know.
We are ready. We'd love to do a class. We already do Golden Valley. We work with Trinity. We work with a lot of different homeschools.
Yeah, so that's another way of really letting your children live their passion and actually get schooling in at the same time.
Yep,
so it's
absolutely.
A win-win. I love win-wins. So.
Yep, that's a good way.
Give out your number again.
Okay, 805-553-0996. And the website, lewismusicacademy.com.
All right. And you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. And I thank you so much for being a part of my show. And Cheryl and Jason and Jamie and Jacob on the board. And, of course, all my great sponsors. It wouldn't be possible without you. And I want to remind you that for any reason you missed any part of this show, you can always listen again from 3 to 4. Of course, we're on every morning. You can look at my website, which is The Kim Pagano Show. It has all my back shows. If there's something like, oh, I just got to get the name of that. And I thank you for being a part of my show. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% on how you react to it. We are all in charge of our attitudes. And
I know.
And I really love what you guys are doing. So much energy. I thank you for my gift. And I'm going to be playing that. I think it's so cool. You guys are on my website. If anybody wants to book anything, any, just even if you have an interest and you want to go in and talk to them.
I want to go play.
I know. I'm like thinking, God, a family. I know. Definitely. Call Cheryl and her family over at Lewis Music Academy. All right. Thank you so much. Have a really great day. Go do something for yourself and someone else. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and live.